I found out I was HIV positive when I was 8 years old, and I found out that my mum was when I was 10. So yeah, and yeah, I've been coming to this group person since I was like 8.
And my mum don't really talk about it that much, so I come here to at least learn about things.
My mum and my sister have HIV. It helps me to understand a lot more about it instead of what other people say and stuff.
I have friends here and I can learn things about my mum's illness.
Positive Parenting and Children Youth Group is for young people who are affected or infected by HIV or AIDS. For the last 8 weeks, with funding and support from Media Trust, they've been making an animated film about their experiences.
We went into groups and we did like a storyboards where each group did like a scene. Then we did some drawings to put as an animation. And we recorded the voices, so now we're putting the voices and the animation together. We've learnt some skills, especially like on the computers, how to animate and, you know, how the film industry works.
We actually got to learn, like, if we wanted to be a director and stuff, like, we could have an opportunity on knowing how that feels like, and we could put it on our CV and stuff.
Many of the young people who attend this group have not been able to tell their school or school friends about their experience of HIV because of a fear of being stigmatised.
Sometimes it hurts me that people think that if you have someone with HIV, it's like you're nasty or like you're disgusting and stuff like that.
People think that only gay people can get it. If you live in Africa, and if you share, like, a cup with someone or something like that, they can get it, and just kills all of those, yeah, stereotypes.
They rarely get an opportunity to speak out, but animation gives them a chance to get their voice heard and remain anonymous.
The film's going to help. It'll go to schools and it'll be advertised and stuff. It's just going to help because it'll raise awareness about HIV.
This film will maybe change their facts about HIV, how you can catch it and etc. I don't think they know much about it because they're mainly giving false facts about HIV, how is it passed on and all that. And with this, people's view of HIV would be changed.
I feel good because I know that this is going to educate people, that people are going to learn something. Whoever watches it will feel a bit differently about, like, the stigma surrounding it because we're including facts in there. So it won't all be about the rumours and stuff.
And they're going to become more aware what people with HIV have to go through every day and what type of things we have to do, the type of medication we have to take, and just we're normal people.
And many of the young people, their parents and support workers, have already started seeing a difference in their own lives.
Like, some of the people in the group, they didn't know about their disease, so it's like helped them to like educate themselves and like things that they didn't believe that were possible before now possible to them.
My daughter, the older one, she's the one who's always talking. She says, well, mummy, if they put a child with cancer and a child with HIV, the one with cancer is the one that is usually recognized, whereas the one with HIV, they will always associate it with that, or maybe your mother was a prostitute. And the film has actually made, like, my girls feel confident about themselves, confident about how they speak, and they feel, you know, they are not alone.
They've actually acquired presentation skills. They've actually increased their self-confidence. Just public speaking, just, you know, the general engagement in discussion. And when they do that, they actually realise that the issues that they're facing are quite common amongst all the young people that come to the group. And in sharing those issues, they learn to support each other and look out for answers and how to support each other better.
Yeah, it's just helped me to realise I can, like, tell other people about HIV.